I'm Jaron Cohen with a WEKU Daily News Podcast for January 5th, 2026. A solar company operating in Kentucky is now under a court order to change the way it does business following consumer complaints in multiple states. Lisa Autry has details.
Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman says his office began investigating Design One after the solar installation company was plagued by nearly 200 complaints of deceptive practices, unfinished work, and non-functioning systems. Franklin Circuit Court granted a request by the AG's office for a temporary restraining order. According to the court order, Tennessee-based Design One misrepresented the potential energy savings a solar system could provide. The company was also deceitful about consumers' eligibility for tax credits. Design One has faced complaints in other states, including Tennessee, Kansas, and Arkansas. Attorney General Coleman says the court order essentially requires Design One to change its business practices or face closure. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
Governor Andy Beshear is preparing to deliver a pair of major speeches to lawmakers and Bluegrass State residents. Beshear will give the annual State of the Commonwealth speech and his biannual budget address Wednesday evening. The 2026 General Assembly opens Tuesday with the state's new two-year budget at the top of the lawmakers' to-do list during the 60-day session. The Democratic governor will highlight the budget and legislative priorities he hopes will succeed in the Republican-dominated legislature. Beshear will deliver his remarks starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Thomas D. Clark Center for Kentucky History in Frankfort. The speeches will also be streamed live on Facebook and YouTube. As the 2026 legislature convenes in a few days, lawmakers could be asked to revisit Kentucky's switch to a different college entrance exam for high school juniors. Lisa Autry explains.
Kentucky high school students will take the SAT instead of the ACT starting this spring. A new report suggests the Kentucky Department of Education may have violated state law by switching to a different college entrance exam. Richard Ennis is an education analyst with the Free Market Bluegrass Institute.
It's very explicit in the law that the college entrance test must assess English, reading, mathematics, and science. The SAT simply doesn't do that.
The SAT generates a science score based on how students perform in the reading, writing, and math sections. In a statement, the KDE said while state law requires students to be assessed in science, it doesn't require the exam to have a separate science section. Ennis also argues state law places the Kentucky Board of Education in charge of statewide assessments. A board vote on replacing the ACT never took place, and it was the KDE, not the board, that signed the SAT contract. The KDE maintains a public vote isn't required by the board on every vendor contract. Ennis says the General Assembly has the authority to intervene. He cites a state Supreme Court decision that the legislature is ultimately responsible for ensuring an efficient education system. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
Kentucky lawmakers will create a two-year state budget in the 2026 session, which begins tomorrow. One of the biggest questions of the budget session is whether the GOP supermajority will pass an income tax cut, despite missing the budget conditions to trigger a cut this past summer. Though some House Republicans have called for passing a half percentage point cut to the tax rate anyway, GOP Senate President Robert Stivert says they should abide by the trigger mechanism.
I don't think we need to go there because we've set the policy. People want to understand and have consistent policy.
Kentucky is forecast to have a revenue shortfall in the current fiscal year after having surpluses of more than $1 billion in the past two budget sessions. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.